2004, Hurricane Ivan, the worst day in the modern history of West Florida, period, in the conversation.
Garrett Walton is the CEO of Rebuild Northwest Florida. He remembers those days of Hurricane Ivan when home after home suffered severe damage. It was out of that storm that Rebuild Northwest Florida was born, first helping rebuild homes, then using federal funds to retrofit or harden homes to prepare them to survive the next storm. Now Rebuild is celebrating hardening their 10,000th home. Garrett Walton feels that this milestone is more important than just being a round number.
I think there's a community benefit once you get to that 10,000th house. Once you get to big numbers, I don't know if it's 8,000 or 12,000 or 10,000. But clearly hardening a house will help people be able to shelter in place during a storm, have a place after the storm, protects their house, their possessions, and themselves. Once you get to 10,000, we have a community benefit. That's 25,000 people, for crying out loud. That's less traffic on the roads. That's less people are going to have to be scampering around looking for housing if we have a bad storm.
About 24 people gathered at the home in a quiet residential neighborhood in Pensacola to look back and look ahead as Rebuild continues its program in Northwest Florida. One of the featured guests was Craig Fugate, the administrator of FEMA, who said the house hardening program was a smart way to use the federal funding that's available.
Well, the best way to go is to build them right in the first place. But, you know, with Florida's history, more importantly, the fact that Florida now has a unified statewide building code, newer homes do very well, but the older homes, it's a chance to bring them up to a much stronger standard so they withstand the effects, particularly of winds, when you're, you know, facing tropical systems.
Fugate also says that being prepared is important in all coastal areas.
People, you know, for a long time thought Pensacola wasn't going to have any hurricanes. They always hit further to the east or further to the west until Ivan hit. So, you know, and then in 2005 we had Dennis, which, because Katrina kind of overshadowed, people forgot that we weren't even through with the recovery from Ivan when Dennis hit not far from here as well. So if you're in Florida, you live along the coast, you have to be ready for hurricanes.
It's kind of an easy process.
Chip Otwell and his wife Tina are the owners of house number 10,000.
All we did was apply. They accepted us. We went down to Rebuild's office, and it was, what, a 30-minute conversation. They went through all of our application, and then about 2 weeks later, Zach Gilmore called us from Rebuild, and we went in and closed, you know, finalized everything. And then Rob at Emerald Coast Constructors immediately jumped on it, and Mark Toler with them, those guys, was our project manager, and they just took it and ran.
The Otwells say the workers were ready to go just 2 weeks after the application was complete. Once the work began, things went quickly and was done in about a week's time. And what type of work needs to be done on houses like this? William Merrill, Rebuild's engineer, says it's all about the wind.
You know, from an engineering perspective, you want the wind to flow around and over a house. You do not want it to enter the house. So everything we do is meant to prevent the wind from getting inside the house.
Merrill also says they cannot take a one-size-fits-all approach to these homes.
Everything is unique. No two homes are alike. No two homes require the same thing. Every home has to be looked at individually.
To be eligible for Rebuild Northwest Florida's house hardening program, the house in question must be the owner's primary residence, it must have been built before the 2002 building code, and it must be a single-family stick-built house. The help is available in Escambia County and now once again in Santa Rosa County. Rebuild's Garrett Walton says Santa Rosa ran out of money for a while.
There was a period of time, just because of funding formulas, nothing wrong with Santa Rosa County, but because of funding formulas, there was a year and a half or two there when we didn't have funding for Santa Rosa. But that's back and it's going full bore, and come on, Santa Rosa County, come on, Escambia County, come on, come on.
And people in both counties can get an application online at rebuildnwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.